Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and the amazingly talented, beautiful, sultry fighter, Dr. Sue.
Yes, the drama just keeps going on, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I keep trying to keep my head low, but for some reason, December, I don't know what it is, everyone is acting weird. It's just, it's in every area of my life, everybody is acting weird. It's just odd. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's in the stars.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, in New York, since Hurricane Sandy has discombobulated, like, a lot of people, including myself at work, it's definitely been some weird energy flowing around. So, yeah, I agree
there
with you 100%.
It is very, it's like it's, people are attacking people. And, like, what went on today on Twitter was not an isolated incident. I've been watching this in different places all over the place. And it was just like, okay, sim it down now. What the hell? Everybody needs to relax. What the heck? Somebody's ruffled feathers or peed in cornflakes or did something. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Everybody just needs to get high, I think. I don't know anymore. Like,
would everyone smoke a blunt? Because if you just do that, no. Seriously now, come on, think about it. Get rid of all the other drugs, don't need them, they're all chemicalized, all they do is screw at you anyway. Everybody smoke a blunt. You get all the world leaders to smoke a blunt. Everyone would be so much happier. No one would be fighting because no one would have the energy. It would be great.
Absolutely. Smoke a blunt, whatever that may be in it, that is. I hear that
well,
there's so many different...
Hopefully it's something of the herbal God-grown variety.
You know, I'm hearing there's so many different varieties of the herbal-grown variety, of, you know, these days. I mean,
well,
I don't know.
That's the problem is, yeah, because now that everything is, like, cross-drain, it's become very, very technical. Like, these guys that grow are, you know, unless they're just gorilla growers throwing shit in the ground. The ones that are doing the hydroponics, it's very, very scientific.
Wow.
This isn't the weed of the 70s, just saying.
Not
and
like
yes,
he was born in the 70s.
Both, I can tell you for a fact that that's true.
We weren't born in the 70s, but we just, that's hearsay.
That's right. Yeah, that came to me by, let's see, it was left in someone's will. There you go.
Exactly. Accidental. Accidentally
yeah.
smoked it. Yeah, so today, girls and guys, we're going to be talking about zodiac signs. So I'm excited, Doc. I'm really excited about this.
I love this. Love it, love it, love it. I always have. I'm not that good with actual astrology because to sit down and do charts is very mathematical. And me and math, as I said the other day, reached an agreement many years ago. And we, you know, we respect each other and it stays over there and I stay over here. So I try not to do anything that requires any form of major calculatory type stuff.
I'm telling you.
But zodiac's easy. You know, that's all been worked out for you. It's when you sit down and do birth charts, that's just like, whoa. But now they have computer stuff. Actually, you just punch the information into a computer program, and it spits it out for you, of course.
Well,
but the really good ones
solid.
Are ones that are done by hand, still, the
mm-hmm.
old-fashioned way. Very
right.
Very fun.
I wonder where you can actually get that done. I guess I should Google that, like people that actually sit down and calculate all that together. I don't
yeah,
know what
there's
it
all kinds
means.
Of them. There's all kinds of them. You'd need to do a bit of research to find out who the better ones are, but
mm-hmm.
they're everywhere. You know, like is like I said, everybody who's. Are you talking about the old-fashioned kind that are just sitting down and really working them out?
Mm-hmm.
There's still a bunch
yeah.
of calculations that you have to punch in that they still have to figure out. But you have to put them in the computer.
Oh.
So it's
okay.
not like. Totally computer. Like you don't just bang in numbers because there are certain things that it needs to know.
Mm.
So you just
yeah.
try to find somebody that you that is the best way to do something like that is recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can find people who have been to this particular astrologer before, and that's the best way to do it.
Mm. Right. So I know there's so many different like, you know. The 12 signs, of course, but there's so many different parts of the signs, and I'm just recognizing that.
Well, what's going on with that is you've got, and this is where it gets really technical and it gets down to individual personality traits because it's not just where the sun was when you were born. You now have a whole bunch of different factors, which is every single planet. Where was it? Your moon, what it'll do is it influences a really close part of your personality simply because the moon is close to the earth. So you have your moon sign or your moon rising, and mm-hmm. where the moon was at the time of your birth plays a huge influence. It's the second biggest after the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, is something that you want to go to an astrologer for, sit down, get them to figure it out because it does play a role. For example, me, I was born on a cusp, which is, for those of you who don't know, that's where, you ever notice when you're looking at different zodiac signs, when you get in around the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, there's even varying dates. In other words, some people say that Virgo ends on the 23rd, some people say Virgo ends on the 22nd of September. So, again, it depends on who you're talking to, which is why if you're going to get your chart done, that's actually better because they can take it right down to the time so they know exactly where everything was. The things that you see in newspapers and magazines where they're just sort of guesstimating is just, you know, again, they're not getting right down to the nitty-gritty. They're going with generalities. And for the most part, that worked for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what happens is if you're born on a cusp, like I was, you're going to take on the traits of both zodiac signs that you were born in between. So I was born on September the 23rd, so I have always taken that as being Libra. I have more Libra traits than Virgo, but I do have Virgo traits. So you're going to have both because you're sitting right on the line. You'll lean more towards one or the other, and I do lean more towards being a Libra than I do being a Virgo, but that's what happens when you fall on a cusp. So there's
right.
so many influences. There's so many different things. If you get right into it, it's they don't consider it a science, but I do, because there's a lot of work that goes into it.
Absolutely. So I know that the typical thing for us to kind of compare our signs and relationships, but I was, like, just Googling, you know, things in terms of, like, what do certain zodiac signs like as far as, like, what types of colors, you know, as far as, like, the best partners or the best people to work with as far as, like, their sign is concerned, like, having the idea
and
of who you're going into business with.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to take it down to – I'll tell you a story. This is where you don't want to go.
Okay.
Went in for an interview, a job interview, to do some on-air radio work, and sat down with the program director, actually with the station manager, and was talking to him for a bit. And he was the one that asked me to come in. It was his idea in the first place. And then he said, so when were you born? So I told him, he goes, oh, well, you're a Libra. And I said, yeah. And he goes, I don't work well with Libras. And that was the end of the interview.
What?
I'm not kidding you. It was
I mean, I'm not that technical. You know, like, what?
Some people take it that seriously.
Wow.
Which, to me, that's, now you're taking it to a little bit of a woo-woo degree, but, you know, like, yeah, I just kind of sat there and went, okay, that was interesting.
Right.
I came in because you asked me to come in, and now you're telling me you can't work with me because I'm a Libra. Okay.
You
but
know,
yeah, that's
people are
how bizarre it can get.
People are complaining about a certain typing noise that they're hearing, but I hear nothing.
They're hearing, what are they hearing?
They're hearing typing noises.
Oh, you know what? I can hear that on my end. It's not. It's crackling in the line.
I hear nothing. Like,
really?
Am I going
deaf?
No, I
can hear it. I can hear it on my end.
I'm so sorry, guys. And everybody's, like, logging out and refreshing and logging, you know.
Oh, it's not that loud, though.
I hear nothing. I'm just really like, okay, I know I was blind my whole life, but now I need a hearing aid, too, to boot. And I'm only 17. That's crazy.
No, it's there. It's very, for me, it's faint. I can. It almost just kind of sounds like little firecracker pops every once in a while. It's like water in the lines, is what it sounds like.
I'm going to kill them. I apologize about that, guys. I'm really sorry
it's
about
hard,
that, you know.
It could be on my end. Who knows? It could be, like, the phone line.
I don't know. Bad connection somewhere. I don't know, but hopefully it's not too annoying where you guys get
discouraged
and log out.
You could
play
a song, I can hang up and call back in.
All right, so let's take a little breaky break and let's play something.
Yeah,
what do you want to hear?
Well, I want to hear, let's see,
Something hopefully I have
see,
on
now
the dashboard.
Now, that's not fair because two of the best are in the chat room, and you're making me choose, and I can't choose.
Oh, man, so then we're going
to
go
for
a...
You choose.
No, I'm going to choose something.
Your show.
It's
your
our show. Stop it. It's our show. Okay, so we're going to play something.
Oh, we have a
so
request from Muffy wants to hear Austin.
She wants to hear Austin. Okay, let's play Austin then. What should
and
we play
call you
of
right
Austin?
Back.
Okay, call me back.
Okay.
Bye. So while we waited for Dr. Sue to give us a call back and see if it's her, maybe it's me, I have no idea. We're going to play T. Austin Reed, and I pray that I'm playing the correct track. Don't kill me if I'm not.
I know they're happy to see me. Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too. Get in tuned with Miss P on the In Tune Show.
Hey, guys, we're back. Shout out to T. Austin for Happy to See Me. Everyone was digging it in the chat room. So, Doc, I will get that check to you ASAP.
Please.
I feel all left out now.
I really like that track. It's nice and
yeah,
bright.
It's cool. Like a dance, like
yeah.
You know, let's just like drop it like it's hot at all times.
Well, yeah, good.
I'm so fortunate to be surrounded by so many talented people.
Oh, unbelievable!
Yeah, I love it.
Unbelievable. Oh, I have to send you a track from one of the Dom sisters that I played the other night. She's really good too. She just needs to bring her voice track up a little bit higher. But man, it's like. The talent that's out there is off the chart.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited, and I look forward to, you know, receiving that track and helping support by playing it as well. So we're going to jump right back into our zodiacs. So, Doc, what are we going to start with? Are we going to start with go through the 12 signs as far as, like, relationships?
Yeah, let's look at some of the personality traits of each sign. Is there anything – let's put it out there. Question, if you guys – is there somebody that you're wondering, like, if you want to call in, tell me what your sign is, and then we can figure out what would be a good person, like a good sign or a good couple of signs for you to look for when you're out in the dating pool. Really quickly, there was a quote on Twitter, which I have to say, from Clark Tacular. Astrology is a great thing to try if you run out of chicken guts to throw on the ground to find out who you're going to marry. Which I thought was
chicken guts. Chicken guts.
In other
fuck.
Words, he thinks it's about as, you know, it's about as reliable as sort of like voodoo and throwing chicken guts on the ground and let's see how it splatters to see who you're going to marry. Sort of like
wow.
Tea leaf reading.
Yeah. Yeah. I really don't get it, but yeah. Well, yeah, we
That's
appreciate
because you
that
don't
though.
Know anything about voodoo.
I know, right? And I don't know. I just don't know. Like chicken guts.
Because
yeah.
You're our babe in the woods. You are a precious Miss B.
You're
our babe. That's why you just, you know, you're so innocent and sweet.
No, I'm not. Little
and
Red
she
Riding
wants
Ho.
To interview. She wants to interview the likes of porn stars, and she won't even say the word ass.
Yeah.
So I want. I just think that would be absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, it's going to
be
great.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's
going to
be
it.
Great. Yeah, me too.
We're going to get you know, all slutty soon. You are
yeah.
going to be Little Red Riding Ho. How did
yes,
that go,
Little
by
Red Riding Ho. Yeah. It didn't
did
go
you,
this
did
year because,
up?
Of
you
course, they canceled,
year, right.
they canceled, you know, Halloween up here because of the storm. But that's a whole nother
that's
situation.
Right. That's right. It was right before that day. Oh, bummer. Well, yeah, because,
yeah,
like, you wouldn't want anyone trick-or-treating. In
yeah,
the water.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're going to swim across to get your treats.
But
so
you
never
got to be Little Red Riding Hood.
No, not this year. Next year.
That's awesome.
But anyway, guys, let's start with a sign, Doc. Let's just, you know, everybody
okay,
tweeting,
the first
I mean, putting
sign,
out the sign. Mm-hmm.
The zodiac starts with Aries. And I don't
and Ms. P
know
is
why,
the Aries.
Like I said, there you go. So see, and she's number one.
Yay.
I can't remember the reason why, because, I mean, this isn't, like, my total forte, but Aries, what you're looking at with an Aries is they're adventurous and they're really energetic, they're confident, they're, I guess, the best, they're quick-witted, like a very dynamic personality. So they're very out there, very courageous. They can be really quiet, confident. So it's not like you're necessarily going to be boinging around out there, but you know y'all that in a bag of chippies.
Yeah, Diamond Dallas is Aries too, and she said you forgot sexy.
Well, they're all sexy in their own way, and I'm not kidding. Every single sign has its own sex appeal, which is kind of cool. The sexiest of all of them, the kinkiest, the most perverted is Scorpio. Scorpios are like sizzling. They are the nastiest. They will do nasty stuff. They're just well known for their sexual prowess. Like, they're very sexual, Scorpios.
How many Scorpios do we have tuned in tonight, I'm wondering? I know I saw C.R. Bundy said that he was a Scorpio.
There you go. Well, you know C.R. is all, you know, is he all that in a bag of chips?
I don't know on that level, though. You know what I mean?
No, but I'm just saying, you would observe. Are the ladies always around him? Does he have any problems getting dates?
No, not at all, honestly. And it's not tooting his horn. He's just really is no problem.
There you go.
I'm taking notes, actually.
Sorry. Why are we going to hold this against people now?
Yeah.
So now she's going to go when she goes to ask for an interview. So what is your sign? No, I'm sorry, I can't interview you.
Exactly. If you're a Scorpio,
you
no. No.
Now, okay, but let's look at negative traits, too. So I'll try and pick this up faster.
Okay.
Aries can also be super selfish. They can be quick-tempered, impulsive, impatient, and they can actually be a little bit of a daredevil. In other words, you can sometimes do really stupid stuff.
It's true.
Sound right?
Yeah.
It's true?
It's
Is it true?
True? Yeah.
What does Dallas say?
What do you say, Diamond?
Dallas.
Do you agree? I mean, I don't know. I think that, you know, super impatient is, yeah, a big, big factor for me. But I'm sure that with a lot of signs, you know, aren't you impatient?
That's the thing is, this is why you have to take it with a grain of salt. And everything's going to mix in because, for me, for example, my moon is in Leo, which is the reason why I like being front and center because Leos are very want to be in the limelight.
That is so true.
So there you go. My moon is in Leo. Although I'm not a Leo, I take on some of those traits. See? So it's not that you have all of these negative things. It just means you might understand that that's sort of, if we mix them all together, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So our next one would be Taurus. And Aries, by the way, is March 21st to April the 20th. Again, remember, you've got leeway of a couple of days on all those dates because of cusping. Because no one can agree what's what. And it's not that no one can agree. It's that every person is different. So without doing your actual chart, you don't know the exact date, but it's good enough sort of a thing. Okay, so Taurus, April 21st to May the 21st. And they are patient. My mom was a Taurus. They can be very stubborn, inflexible, completely inflexible. They can be self-indulgent and greedy, but they can also be really warm-hearted and loving. And persistent and determined, and they're very loyal. You don't want. Are we getting the crackling again? Now can you hear it?
Oh, is it happening again?
Yeah, I can hear it. So
oh,
if anyone's hearing it, yes, I hear it.
I need a new pair of ears.
So no, it's not you guys. It's somewhere in the phone line, unfortunately.
Sorry, guys.
So, yeah, so, okay, so Taurus, you're looking at kind of, they can be really super stubborn, but at the same time, they can be super loyal. They're not overly affectionate, you know what I mean? They're not cold, because to be totally honest, Aquariuses are cold. But they're a little bit standoffish, a little bit hard to get them to open up. And an Aries can be that way, too. After Taurus, we have Gemini. And we all know that Gemini is the twin. So what you usually get is someone who is one day they're one way, the next day they're the next, you know, some other way. They can do that like 50 times throughout the day, too. So
mm-hmm.
You never know who you're going to get when you're walking in the room. They can be in a really good mood, a really bad mood. They're all over the place. They can be super nervous. But they're really adaptable. surprisingly enough, they're adaptable. You wouldn't think they would be. But then if you think about it, if you're going from the twins' personality, then you're going to be pretty adaptable if you can flip back and forth between happy, sad, angry, happy, that kind of thing. So, but they also can be very superficial and inconsistent. And I want you guys to pay attention more from a love life perspective to your negative traits.
Mm-hmm.
Positive traits are really super easy to deal with, obviously. It's your negative traits that you want to keep an eye on and see whether they're going to mesh with who you are. So after Cancer, or after Gemini comes Cancer, which is June 22nd to July the 22nd, and Cancers are very emotional and loving. They can be really shrewd, very protective and sympathetic, very lovey, but they can also be very moody and super over-emotional, very dramatic. My stepfather was, he was totally a Cancer, man. He was, take drama to a whole new level. So keep that in mind. If you don't like drama people, then you're not going to want to be hanging with Cancers. Next, Leo, which we already talked about. Leos are very, they're very warm-hearted. So if you think of Leo, you always think of Leo the lion. And that's what it's represented by, is the lion. So if you think of a lion, how it's very majestic, kind of it knows it's all that. So that's the best way to really picture someone who is a Leo. They're not necessarily, they don't have to take on all the negative traits, which can be bossy and intolerant and patronizing. They can be super pompous, but they can also be really loving and faithful and warm-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on which way they're leaning more towards. But if you notice someone who's really out there and very proud and, you know, just stands out and is walks into a room and almost commands attention in the room, that's your Leos. And then we're followed by Virgos, which are August 22nd to September 23rd. So see, there you go. That's someone saying that Virgo goes to the 23rd. Again, it's one of those tit-for-tat things. Do your chart and find out exactly what you are. But Virgos are usually, they're considered Virgo the Virgin. So you're looking at the whole quality of beauty. And they're very beautiful people. They are, best way to describe them, almost, they can be very sweet and shy and childlike, not childish, but childlike. Very practical. They can be very neat, like they tend to be neat freaks. They want to know exactly where all their stuff is. They can be very, but they're very fussy, worriers, huge worriers, overly critical of themselves, very harsh. They're perfectionists to the bone. So it's, Virgos don't have an easy time of it because they're always beating themselves up. But when they walk into the room, you just kind of go, oh, okay, that's really cool. Look, I could just stare at this person forever. It's just the way they are. It's almost like they float. But then we all float. next. Okay, Stephen King reference. Let's see. Now we've got Libra. And Libra's here. It says it's going from September 24th to October 23rd. Libras are represented by the scale. So think about someone that always looks at something as fair or unfair. Libras, they usually put in positions of being judges or mediators. They usually stand in between two people and will listen to both sides, weigh it out, and give their opinion on who they think is right or wrong or whatever. Usually the peacemakers. Now, they can also be indecisive because they'll stand there and go, I don't know, I like that one, but then I like that one, but then I like that one, but then I like that one. It's like you could go crazy. That's probably one of the biggest problems I have is I start 50,000 things and then I go, I don't know where I want to go.
Are you a Libra?
They're very flirtatious. They can be self-indulgent. They can be, like I said, indecisive and... they can be gullible and easily influenced. I don't buy that. We're not all gullible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of them are, but whatever. So, and then we get into what comes after Libra. Scorpio, which is October 24th to November the 22nd. They are so powerful and passionate and emotional. You'll find that you can, I think riveting is a really good word for Scorpios. You'll be pulled in by their eyes. Like I said, very sexual, super sexual, and usually very kinky. But their downside is that they can be really resentful and compulsive and obsessive. I knew one that I'm telling you, that was him, 100%. You would get pulled in. Like I said, they're very riveting. You'd get pulled in, and then all of a sudden they'll turn. They're just like you picture a scorpion, how all of a sudden it'll sting. Unfortunately, you'll find it's also the sign for a lot of men who beat their wives because of the passion and the anger and the flipping and the jealousy and the compulsion. It's that they're the ones that are like, you're fucking around on me, one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, incredible. You got to have sex with a Scorpio at least once in your life. But understand they can be a little bit over the top as far as jealousy and obsessiveness for you, as far as love is concerned. Which some women will go, oh, but that's great. Yeah, but they take it to the nth degree. So keep that in mind. And after Scorpios, we've got Sagittarius. And Sagittarius, best way to picture a Sagittarius are the ones that are like hippies. I think hippie is a really good word for it. They're laid back. They love their freedom, and they could just, you know, walk around playing the guitar, singing folk songs all day. And they're super intellectual and philosophical. You're poets. A lot of poets are Sagittarians. Super optimistic, usually. Because they're just so happy all the time. But the drawback to that is they can be blindly optimistic. So they're almost like lemmings. It's kind of, you got to be careful because you can leave them right off the cliff because they're just like, no, no, no.
Wow.
They can be a little bit irresponsible and restless, too. They want to always be wandering. They want to be just drifting, and they want to experience life sort of at a grassroots level. But very artistic, super artistic.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we have our Capricorns, which is December 23rd to January the 20th. And Capricorns, let's see, I'm trying to think, my grandmother was a Capricorn. Super practical. Patient, yeah. Careful, yeah. Sometimes humorous. They're ambitious, and they're super disciplined. But they're the pessimists. They're the ones that are sitting there going, it'll never work. So you look at that and you kind of, you know, keep that in mind. They're good if you think about it, if you want to stick one into like a focus group. Because they're going to be the one that's going to poke the holes and find everything that's wrong with it. And you want those. Those are good people to have on focus groups and stuff. Just keep that in mind. They can be super miserly. And I mean, like, hanging on to every penny, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Scrooge McDuck.
Wow.
Then we get into Aquarius. That's January 21st to February the 19th. They're friendly. They're honest. They're loyal. They're independent. They can be intellectual. But they can be so unemotional and detached that as a partner, they can be a little bit difficult to be with. So if you're a real lovey, cuddly sign like a Libra and you end up with an Aquarius, you're going to be a very unhappy camper because Libras are like cats. They just want to curl up in your lap and be petted. And Aquarius is like, ew, get it off me. Like, they're really super cold. So, you know, it's not, they, and again, remember, these are generalities. Some people are going to be less cold than others, but they just tend to be a little bit more unemotional and just unpredictable. And just, you know, if you're looking for love, they're not overly lovey. But if you're looking for someone who is wants you to go about your own business and is perfectly fine with that and you don't want them really clingy, Aquarius is the best person you can go for. And then the last sign is Pisces, which is the 12th sign, February 20th to March the 20th. They are imaginative and sensitive. Again, more artsy types are Pisces. Very kind, totally selfless, sympathetic. Think of usually people in the healing arts, people who are in, like, ambulance drivers and, you know, just the ones that are always out there helping and dressing everybody's wounds and making you feel real good about yourself at the same time. But they can also be super secretive. They can be easily led. They can be too idealistic, which can get on your nerves after a while. And they can be super weak-willed, which means they can be wimpy.
Hmm. Well, I hope everybody is absorbing this, because I was quiet listening.
Uh-oh, Castaway is an Aquarius. Castaway's cold, I'm telling.
Wow, Castaway. I don't know too much about Aquarius. I don't really know too much about any signs too much. I mean, I know that Libra and I is like E. Leos are, you know, cool as friends for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm loving, like, my Aries on Aries situation right now. Two fire signs. Battling.
Now, how is that
constantly.
How is that working? Because when you have two fire signs, now this is where it can get kind of tricky because, yes, your zodiac, again, is broken up into four quadrants of earth, air, fire, and water.
Mm-hmm.
And usually if you go with an opposite, so in other words, a water will put out fire. So that would be a good connection because where you've got a lot of fire, you've got someone who's going to go, settle down, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you have two fire signs, so you tell us, how's it working? Two fire signs means that you guys are revving each other up. Doesn't it mean that you're butting heads?
I mean, yeah, but it's just like, it's in a sense where it's like, okay, you understand each other completely,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's both the same sign. So I just think that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can get to the point like any, you know, normal individuals in relationships where you're just like, oh, my God, but then at the same time, it's like the special part of it is that we're willing to, like, sit down and hear each other out
mm-hmm.
and just talk through what the initial situation, you know, how it all occurred, break it down part by part until the situation no longer exists.
Right.
You know, so
well, see,
we know how to.
That's making it work. So there you go.
Yeah.
So this is
yeah.
what I'm saying. So I say to you, okay, to me, two fire signs are going to be hot, and they're going to be hot-headed, and you're going to have a lot of arguments. You're making it work. So this is why it's important to see that, you know, don't take everything that you read as being, you know, the be-all, end-all. Oh, well, I can't be with you because you're this sign. It's ridiculous, and there's so many variables, and because you're talking a human being that was born under not just the sun sign, but all the planets, all in different places, you can't sit there and say, oh, well, I'm just going to put this person in a Sagittarius box, and they suck, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that, because everyone is an individual.
Absolutely.
But that's taking a sign that you would think wouldn't work, because not all the time does it work when you have two of the same sign. Because if you have, say, for example, a sign that gets very down and depressed and you're both the same and you both happen to hit a low, well, who's going to help bounce the other one back up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it can happen. But like you said, as long as you try and make it work, it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah. You have to love the person enough to, you know, like you always say on shows, like, just because somebody did this don't mean you have to leave them. You know, like, people
no,
are going to argue. People are going to do these things, and, you
we're
know, and that's all true.
We're too quick to leave.
Yeah, it's all true.
I think we're too quick to leave. We're too quick to just turn around and say, okay, screw it. Instead of, you know, at least investing some time, I'm assuming that at some point you really cared and loved for this person, otherwise you wouldn't still be there. So why not try and work it out? It's the same with on my show when I'm trying to deal with, you know, marriages in the sense of I'm dealing with the male who sexually wants to go in one direction and is afraid to say something to his wife. Well, okay, it's easier for me just to cheat on her. No. You haven't even given her a chance. It's better to try and work it out with your spouse than it is to just go, oh, well, I'm going to either cheat or I'm going to leave because she'll never go that way. It's like, how do you, have you even, I always say that, did you talk to her? No.
Right.
Oh, okay. So what are you, Miss Cleo? You know exactly what she's thinking?
Are you Miss Cleo? Darling, calm it, child. Calm it. No.
We got to get you one of those. It's not a turban in that case. I can't. What are they called?
I don't even know.
They're called, I don't know, whatever. But we have to get you
calm
one.
Calm it, child.
You know what? You should do a photo shoot in one. You would look hot in one. I think they're sexy.
Oh, my God.
The African ones, they are beautiful.
Oh, those little, they are, but I don't know.
I'm not saying you sit there with, like, you don't sit there with a crystal ball and do the shot, you know, do something.
No, but I think that would be so funny. Calm the
do child. Do a picture with a panther.
With a panther?
Yeah, rent a panther and take some pictures.
By the time he takes the pictures, the photo shoot would consist of me having no head and no limbs, okay? Imagine that. By the time the shoot is over, it'd be a bloody mess, and they'd be like, wow, you really pulled this scene off well.
No,
like,
look. Oh, Austin says a stuffed panther.
Stuffed panther.
No, a real panther. I mean, if you're going to do it right. No. Real panthers are sexier. Okay, then don't do a panther. Do a leopard.
A leopard, like, that's going to make it even better. Put a starve a lion for 12 weeks and then put me in a shoot with it and see what's going to happen.
First. You don't starve the poor thing. I mean, we're not making
starve
you.
A lion.
You're supposed to just stand next to it, sexy and regal, and pet its head and have it on a leash. That would look sexy.
Goodness. That would be hilarious, hilarious. If I even make it out alive, it would be funny.
It would be so cool.
It would be hilarious. You know what I found?
Now, you could do the stuffed panther, but that, you know.
Yeah, that would kind of look weird.
The stuffed panther.
Exactly.
But that would be something probably for my show.
Right, and I'll be on it, too.
People
like
go,
the panther.
Oh, yeah, look at the stuffed panther. Oh, that's so hot.
Exactly. So I found this thing online that kind of tells us, you know, what particular things that we crave the most each sign. So anyone can call in and tell us what they crave as far as, you know, if any of this is accurate, I don't know. It's just something I found randomly. So let's start with Aries.
Cool.
Aries, it says the food that you might crave are blackberries, chili, curry, garlic, onion, pepper, pineapples, radish, spicy dishes such as Mexican or Indian.
That sounds all very, very spicy.
Yeah, I know, and I don't like spice.
Fire sign. Fire sign. Could be wine.
Mm-hmm. Taurus, the foods you might crave are apples, beans, cinnamon rolls, pears, spinach, and spearmint. I don't know. I don't know nothing about them. Gemini, the foods you might crave. The foods that you might crave are licorice and nuts.
And that's for which one?
Geminis. Because I kind of, no offense to anyone, but Geminis are nuts, so I think that's true.
I think that's really good. No, it is true. Like they do. Yes. In my famous words, they be crack ass crazy. Yes, they are.
Exactly. Crack ass crazy. Ooh, see, I said the ass word.
Oh my God. What's that? What time is it? 10:45 p.m. on the 13th of December, 2012.
Yeah.
Before we
Sorry,
all die.
Guys. I meant A. The A. Cancer, the foods you might crave are cucumbers, dairy products, melons, pumpkins, and squash. I don't know. Leos, the foods you may crave are honey, peppermint, rice, walnuts, and citrus. Virgos, carrots, cereal, potatoes, and wheat. Libras, almonds, apples.
That's me.
That's you? Almonds, apples, chili. Mustard, pepper, And all berries.
Ew. And what's the last one?
Berries, like any type of
oh,
berries.
Oh, all the berries. Yes, love berries, I have to say. Yes, definitely love
berries. Love you. Asparagus, bananas, cayenne pepper, and onions.
I thought it would have been oysters.
Right? Because, you know, come on. Where are they coming from with all these spices? Sagittarius, barbecue, cinnamon, marshmallows, onions, turkey, and veggies.
Oh, I can see that because they're so, like, you know, laid back and hippie-ish. You can see them with the marshmallows at the campfire.
Capricorns, beets, meat, pasta, salt, and spinach. Aquarius, dried apricot, kiwi, limes, and raisins. And Pisces, cucumbers, lettuce, melons, sparkling water, and roast duck. Yikes.
Roast duck. That's just so specific.
Yes.
That's odd. That is very strange. Roast. Okay, not duck a l'orange. No, no, no. Just roast duck.
Just roast duck. And you know what? That is so real to me right now because both of my parents are Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom used to make duck all the time. I hated it because I think it's a little too greasy for me. But, yeah, she used to always want to make duck. Let's make a duck. Orange glazed duck. Everything was a duck. Like, come on. Dude,
well, then there you go. It's right.
Yeah, that one was right. I agree with that one.
Cool.
100%. And as far as Aries, like the Indian part, the
you
Mexican
guys like
part.
Really
yeah.
Hot food.
I don't really like hot food, but I like Mexican food and, you know, my Aries like Indian.
So you like all the curries and stuff?
No, not really. Nothing spicy for me at all. The spinach is true, too, but, you know, everything else I don't know. I'm not even sure about that. Oh, and I like garlic. Garlic I could put on anything, but it stays on my breath for years, so, you know, I try to do that at a minimal.
Let's see. Valencia says she hates raisins, but she likes grapes. I don't know. Well, that means you – okay, Valencia – that means that you are no longer in the Aquarius group and you have to hand back your Aquarius membership card because you can't hate raisins. So
oh, my goodness.
You can't be an Aquarius anymore. You got to hate. No, that's it. As soon as you say
yeah,
you hate them,
I don't,
that's the end of it.
Yeah, raisins aren't, like, you know, maybe because I ate so many when I was growing up.
I they
so
were always
really...
thrown in your lunch. Oh, he
yeah,
had,
like
he
a little box
teeny,
of raisins.
Tiny box of raisins.
Like, really? Do I really need another box of raisins, Mom?
Yeah.
Dag.
And you could trade them to save your life. Right up there with fig meat.
Trade
I
them.
Like them. But
I gave you half of my sandwich
like
for these raisins.
Only on the Intune show will you hear a discussion of fig Newtons.
I used to love fig Newtons, though.
I know. I loved them. I thought they were great.
Yeah.
But you take them out at lunch and people would look at you and go, oh, God, what's it? Don't be hating on the fig Newton now.
Don't be hating on fig. Don't
no
be
way.
Hating on fig. Exactly. Don't do it. Don't do it. But what about colors? You know, what do you guys think?
I have
you know,
no
what,
idea.
Yeah. I mean, as far because this is
I
the stuff
know.
That I was trying to figure out. So they said Aries love red.
Oh.
And I used to really
oh, okay.
love red. I used to. They say Taurus love earthy tones. They say Geminis love yellow and bubblegum pink. They say Cancers love shy pink and pastel colors. Leos love gold, scarlet, you know, those type of reddish tones
okay, so,
appeal to them.
Okay, so Austin just said she loves red. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlet.
Virgos love green and quint colors. Whatever
and
that
what?
Means. It says quint. I don't know why, but that's what it's saying here.
Quint
I don't know what that
colors.
Means. Yeah. Whatever that means, if anyone could look that up for me and let me know, that would
yeah.
be awesome.
Whatever.
Libras, they
what
love
do I
blues.
Like?
Blues and cream colors. Is that true?
Nah.
Yeah. Scorpios
yeah. Well,
love.
Yeah, because I like the beach. So sand and water. Yeah, I can do it. Yeah. I'll give
yeah.
you that.
Okay. Scorpios love purple and deep shades of red.
Of course.
Sagittarius love orange and aqua colors. I don't know why.
Because Capricorn, they're the ones that are left out, so Sagittarius brought them in, see?
Right. And Capricorn supposedly love black, spicy browns and indigos. Aquarius love colors that are faded together, like tie-dye, neon colors.
Blues. Because really? So it's like Aquarius is water, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you would think it would be blues.
Yeah,
uh-oh, Muffy just said no on orange. Muffy doesn't like orange. Oh, Muffy is totally a Saggy. You're a Saggy, aren't you, Muffy? We won't hear
this
for a minute.
And the last one, as far as Pisces, Pisces love purple and pale yellows. This is what, you know, they said. Now, don't quote me on this. I'm just trying to have some fun stuff.
Well, again, and you can go to another website and find something completely opposite. That's why it's always better to do it. And I can see, Muffy just said, I sure am. You can I would totally peg Muffy as a Sagittarius. I could just, you know, see her just floating around. She's just so happy and content and, you know, nobody bust Muffy's bliss. On top of having the best ass on Twitter, I'm just saying.
Oh, go Muffy. Go Muffy. No. No, for real. Like, if you guys could see me, I would have seen me, like, you know, doing my little dance. But, you know, I saved that for a later date.
Well, that's seriously. For a cam show. That's for when you do Ustream. We want to see you dance.
You don't want to see that.
Really fair.
You don't want to see that. You know, you might go blind in your left eye, you know, and how am I going to, you know, apologize for that? You know, no one's going to want to hear that. There's not enough Visine invented to clear your eyes after seeing me dance. So,
no,
we're going to hold off on that one.
Well,
seriously.
My poor boyfriend, I have to say that my poor boyfriend this evening was doing a delivery, and the gentleman of the house answered the door with nothing on but his socks. So, and I said, you know, only it could only happen to you that it wasn't like, you know, a really hot babe, right? No. Has to be some naked guy wearing a pair of socks. So, you know, this is what I'm saying. Everyone is acting very freaking weird. Like, what's going on? Everyone's doing weird things.
Are you serious?
So, I don't know.
He needs bleach, so I said
when he came home, I would pour bleach in his eyes, and hopefully that would. But the problem is, the bleach still doesn't take away the memory, right? So.
And then you get home, pour bleach in my eyes.
I said, as soon as you get home, I'll pour the bleach in your eyes. You'll be fine. It won't erase the memory, but it'll help. I have no idea. No, it wasn't one sock. He was wearing socks. Okay. Castaway just said, was the guy wearing the sock like Red Hot Chili Pepper style? No, he had them on his feet and nothing else. It would have been good if the sock was on him. I mean, that would have been a little bit easier to handle, but no. And apparently,
hilarious.
According to Castaway, the quote of the evening from me is going to be, I would totally peg Muffy. I would totally peg Muffy, just by the way.
Pegger?
You can take that to the bank. I don't mind that.
What does that mean, though? You can't say things like that in the Lord.
In Castaway's mind, it could literally mean anything.
Oh, peg Muffy.
He would be referencing something sexual, I'm quite sure. But see how he stopped talking?
He's in shock. He's trying to process.
Muffy goes, name the time and place, Dr.
I know that's right, Muffy. For real, that's how you got to go at life. Just like seize it. Holding back.
Carpe diem. Don't pee.
You know what? I can't even deal with you.
I should do is send you a whole package of Depends for Christmas, and then you just keep them around so that when we do the show, you know, you don't have to worry. We'll just put you in your Depends and you can just whittle away. Sit there and whittle away.
I can't even believe you, Doc. I mean, this woman never ceased to amaze me. But at the same time, when she comes out with certain sayings or things that she know, you just be like, really? You wouldn't even think she knew it. Like, come on. You are.
I'm just teasing.
Poor
towards you.
Well, get her pee-pee pads, just like the dog.
Oh, my God, tears are
coming to my
eyes. You
should have those around. He's not a dog.
I'm telling you, the tears.
Okay,
I can't.
So then, there you go. So you just do the show on top of the pee-pee pad. And when I make you laugh, we don't have to worry.
Absolutely. But,
and
you know,
I can guarantee you that someone listening to this later somewhere is going to be really excited by the talk of peeing. So just letting you know.
Yeah, definitely.
There she goes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's going down that road.
Okay, no. I'm like, whoa, wait, no. Let's not talk about pee-pee pants no more.
Oh, yeah,
no more.
Too gross. Too gross.
Yeah, so I just want to put out there, guys, that, you know, in January when we come back with the couch, we're going to be talking to some adult porn stars plus. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited because we're going to be, like, gaining on people, and I'm getting to learn every single show, and that's exciting to me. Not to say that, you know, I'm just, like, this whole, like, person that's oblivious to life, but it's good to always expand your horizons because just when you thought you have seen or done it all, there's always something you have yet to even
uncover. There's always me
uncover.
Dropping something else on your head going, oh, but you thought you knew, but you don't.
Exactly. So I'm currently working on, you know, trying to lock in some specialists and, you know, on different relationship things and just, you know, just have certain resources out there that we can utilize.
We have to get Iyanla.
A Yanla?
Iyanla.
What's that?
Iyanla. Fix my life.
Fix my life?
What the hell is
going? What?
Here, I'll put it in the chat room.
Yeah, do that.
You can
please.
See how it's spelled.
Yeah, do that because, you know, I'm a little bit, yeah.
There.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, yeah.
She's like,
I don't know nothing
she's
about
like
that.
Oprah, remember Opie? She's one of Opie's disciples.
Opie?
Oprah. I call Oprah Opie.
Oh, okay.
That wacky
Opie.
Oh,
right. See, I don't watch Oprah. See, this is why I don't
watch
I don't
either,
it.
But I just know of her because she's gaining quite a bit of popularity. And she's another
okay.
relationship person.
That's awesome.
You have no idea. Never mind. Go back.
No, I don't. But you know what? I like to learn, you know? I like to be put on to things. So I'm definitely going to look into that. Are you working on getting her on in bed with Dr. Sue?
Oh, as if. No.
What? How? What?
There are certain people you don't ask. Okay, that's one of them. It'd be like me phoning Oprah and going, hey, you want to be on a, you know, fetish show? Yeah, okay. She's just going to, like, go, yeah, okay, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, well, you know what? Oprah has one, too. I think we all do. You know, it just takes a special kind of person to unravel it. You know, I'm learning.
Well, you have to be the new up-and-coming Opie.
Oh, man. I'm going to leave that up to Tranilla Addison.
I'll be
she
a
says
little
that,
vanilla sidekick.
Yes. You know, I don't know. Doc, have you posted that picture of yourself?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm about to post a picture of Dr. Sue that will knock your socks off and have you answer the door with no socks at all.
Because no matter what, I can't disguise that I'm old now.
Oh,
that's what
cut
was so
out.
Funny. That woman was going off today on Twitter going, oh, yeah, you're so old. Like, I said, yeah, that's right. I walk around with my walker and I take my cane, and that's what I do. I beat on people for a living with my cane.
Okay, yeah. Well, I just thought it was really funny, and Dr. Sue is the mamma jamma, and we all know this. So we care less of what people say about anything when it comes down to our family, period. So,
well, see, that's
you know,
why
people...
I went off. I don't like it when I – and she just pushed the line today. It takes a lot to tip me over the line, but when my friends get attacked, I don't like it. So, yes, I got very lippy. I got very rude, and I'm not making apologies for it because
there's no apologies.
A horrible
over here,
human
lady.
Being.
Exactly.
When you start throwing racial slurs and everything else, then, no, I'm sorry. That has
mm-hmm.
to stop.
Yeah. So, Dr. Sue, I think it's about that time. If we don't have anything to close in with zodiac signs or whatever. So,
no.
You know, outside of it all, I'm just saying that, you know, a sign shouldn't affect the way that you interact with an individual because we're all individuals outside of our signs, our names, our titles or whatever. So take the time to, you know, get to know the person as, you know, for themselves. And if it's not working for you, then separate yourselves.
And, yeah, and if you don't have something nice to say, keep your mouth shut. Be nice. Everybody be nice. Everybody
right.
play nice. Keep your balls under your arm and just go play somewhere else if you don't want to play with that person. Don't get mouthy. Don't get lippy. That goes
mm-hmm.
for relationships, too. If you're in a bad
exactly.
mood, walk out of the room. Don't pick a fight.
Mm-mm. Don't do it. It's not worth it. You can't win. You can't win, Rocky. Remember that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you sounded just like her, too. That was tricky. Adrian!
Adrian! Hey, no.
You're just that good. You're very good at this. We are going to get Miss P a puppet. And we're going to start doing it live on Ustream. And the puppet is going to be on Ustream while we do the show.
You can't
we are.
Win,
I got to
no.
figure out what kind. It's sort of like an Ed the Sock. You guys probably don't know who that is. Let's see. There's all kinds of. Well, we have to get you a puppet.
But it's true, though. That just goes out to everybody who wants to start with the family. Like, you just can't win. So let's just all play together.
Yeah,
that's
so
all I'm saying.
Don't
that's
even
the bottom
go down
line.
That road.
Yeah, I was just trying to reference that. That's all. Like, you can't win in a nice way. So just, like, let's just love each other.
And
so,
don't get me mad because I don't like myself when I'm mad.
Like myself?
I don't like me that way. So
it's
don't push
I don't
me
like
that
myself.
Way. It's very annoying. Jeez. I say that. Don't make me take on a psychiatrist's voice. Now stop it.
Okay. That would be outstanding
yeah, no,
if you
like
want to play games.
That way. Jeez.
It's too funny. So can we
don't
do...
Don't make me do heavy-duty swearsies.
No, don't do it. Don't want to go there at all.
No, because I will go there, as you've seen.
So can we do our romper room?
Oh,
yes,
your romper room. Are we ready
mm-hmm.
for romper room?
Yay.
Okay. We see Ashley Louise, who is Madame Devilish from the UK. Make note of the fact that it's 11 o'clock, which means it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Just saying. See, we got really good listeners, I'm telling you.
We sure do.
And I see Muffy, or Muffin, my little muffin pants. I love my little muffin pants.
Little
and
muff.
We have Castaway. Castaway is a new friend of ours. Who's joined the clutch, the coffee clutch, and
yay.
Now he's coming with us everywhere. He's great, and he's very
aww.
Funny. Very
cast
funny.
Away.
He actually wrote me and said that he was my he was a fan. So I said it was okay for him to be a fan, provided he didn't, like, run me off the road and throw me into a cabin and hobble my feet. So. Okay.
Misery.
Again, Stephen King reference, Misery. Get the movie.
Misery.
Come out of your show. For the love of God, Ms. P, rent a movie, okay?
I need to stop watching
movies. Stop
working
for 5 minutes and rent a movie, please. So, anyways, where did we leave? Oh, so sorry. Okay, Castaway. And we have, well, of course, Diamond Dallas. Hello. Of course she's going to be here.
Diamond.
That is the cute. Do it again. Everyone loved it. Do your little noise. Do your little laugh.
Well, you have to make me laugh. I just can't do it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay. And we have two guests. So hello, guests. And we also have our beautiful, sexy T. Austin Reed. There's a lot of sexy bitches in the room tonight. And Valencia.
Austin.
See, this is what I'm saying. Our beautiful Valencia. There's so many
Miss
hot
V.
Things.
Yes, Miss V. And we have Ashley, too.
That's MD. That's the one that I said was calling
Madam
from the
Devilish.
UK. It's 4 o'clock.
Yes,
4 o'clock in the morning.
You know, every time because I love the way her name is spelled, Ashley, spelled out like that. That you know,
it
always
is.
Have
I love
to reference
too.
It.
It's
cool. So pretty.
It is.
It's so pretty.
Actually, I said the other night, one of the Doms who I've decided is the best name ever, is Andriana. I love that name. I think that's so beautiful and elegant.
Right. It's sexy pants, so we definitely going to start doing some name changes. But we're going to you know, end the show now. We want to say thank you, as usual, for everyone who supports, you know, the couch. We changed the name a million times, and it may be a
even
million more.
Even though it says powwow, we are fixing that at some point.
Yeah, we definitely are fixing that.
We can't make up our minds. So.
We can.
So, see, this
we're
is what's cool, is you're always going to be able to pick a piece of furniture. So you either come over here on the couch, or you can go on my show in the bed.
With
either
Dr.
way,
Steve.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So
good
just
time.
Pick the furniture and come on over.
Yay. So tell them where they can find you for all those who are tuned in for the first time.
Well, hit me up on the radio show, In Bed with Dr. Sue, which is right here on Blog Talk Radio, or on Twitter at Dr. Sue, which is D-O-C-T-O-R. If you do D-R-S-U-I-E, we don't know who that is. And she has had a few tweets from people. This poor woman must think that, you know, like, she's like, who are these people?
Mm-hmm.
So, because you can imagine if you're just like an MD and you're getting occasional tweets from fetish people, it would be very strange. So, would knock her little socks off. So, D-O-C-T-O-R-S-U-E on Twitter. DrSueReview.com. In Bed with Dr. Sue is getting its own website shortly, as soon as I get off my butt to do it. And, God, there's all kinds of stuff. Just look for me. And make sure it's really me, because there are imposters, and I'm not joking. So, you know.
Exactly.
Once you're doing good, you know, they're just trying to copy. Telling you.
That's how it be, but it's only one Dr. Sue, baby. And we all know
right.
that. So thank you so much, Doc, for being amazing, as usual.
Well, thank you very much for having me and my weirdness.
Please, there's
my
nothing weird about you.
Thank you.
I love it all. Have a good night, Doc.
Okay, bye.
Yay, so definitely check out Dr. Sue at Dr. Sue. Spell it out, D-O-C-T-R-S-U-E. Follow her on Twitter. And definitely check out her website, the drsuereview.com. I'm going to leave you guys with a track by Diamond Dallas because I think it's only appropriate to do so. So you guys can, you know, fill out her music and definitely follow her. Also, we want to give a shout-out to T. Austin Reed for her music. And definitely follow her at T. Austin Reed on Twitter. Get in tune. So this track that I'm about to play right now, because it's just only appropriate, you know. I like secrets. You know, and I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I'm definitely feeling this song, Secret, by Diamond Dallas, so check it out.
You can be my freak. Oh, you can be my freak. You can be my freak, and I promise to keep it a secret. I just want to be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On the weekend, do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the days come through. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Oh, hey, baby, been a while since I ate. I was thinking me and you could make a dinner date. Treat it like a steak if you put it in my face. You know I'm trying to eat the whole plate. Oh, you be looking good. I'ma keep it hood for ya. When you're ready, I'll be over to scoop ya. On the phone, fantasizing about what we could do. I can make a dream come true. And you can be my freak, and I promise to keep it a secret. Yeah, I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On the weekend, do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the gates come through. I got what it takes. Maybe feel good to you. To you. Oh, sexy, you've been on my mind. Trying to get you out the crib one more time. Know you're working hard and it's such a turn on. The type of role playing you gon' get you learned on. Classes in session, I'ma teach you a lesson. Let me go and get my secret weapon. Ready, set, go, baby, don't let go. I'ma get it poppin', put the show on the road. We can take a walk from the shower to the floor. Hope you ain't shy, cause the camera's on the roll. Turn it all around, cause it can't go wrong. I can make your body talk all night long. You just on the phone fantasizing about what I can do. I can see a dream baby, keep your lips sealed. And you can be my priest, and I promise to keep it a secret.
I promise,
oh, promise. I just wanna be the only priest that you sneak out and creep with on a weekend.
Weekend,
do it till your face turns blue.
Yeah.
Do it till the jakes come through.
Till the jakes come through.
I got what it takes to make it feel good.
Oh,
for
yeah.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it a secret.
Oh, promise.
I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with on a weekend. Weekend. Do it till your face turns blue.
Yeah.
Do it till the jakes come through.
Yeah.
I got what it takes to make it feel good to you.
Oh, I have developed a fetish. Yeah. For your body. I promise never to tell it, no, not to nobody. They said I'm an 80s baby and I keep it old school. Ain't nobody business what we came in here to do. I'ma keep it low, but you gotta keep it real. And no matter what, baby, keep your lips sealed. And you, and I promise to keep it a secret.
I'm in tune,
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 about to take it to the moon,
let's go.
I'm in tune,
I'm in tune.